Do you need to relax after a busy day, but don't want to fall asleep? Then grab your favorite drink and tune in to Smooth and Easy. An hour of smooth, jazz, chill out and easy listening music. Smooth and Easy with Kelly Sapergia on the Global Voice.
Saturdays at 1 Universal or Friday evening in the Americas. Check the schedule for repeats.
The Global Voice is now exclusively on Mastodon. Follow us to discover what's coming up during the day, read important announcements, and to chat with DJs during live programs. Find us at The Global Voice, written as one word, at mstdn.social. That's The Global Voice at m as in Mike, stdn as in November, .social. The Global Voice on Mastodon. Follow us and be in the know.
Radio for all, The Global Voice.
From the KJS Productions studios in the notorious city of Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada. Well, that's what they call it here, but I prefer it as to call it the great city of Moose Jaw. But anyway, welcome to another broadcast of All Sorts. I'm Kelly Sapergia, and the weather today sounds like it's going to be really good outside. Nice and sunny, maybe a bit of clouds or something this afternoon, but the wind is finally going down. It was blowing like crazy yesterday, up to about 70 kilometers per hour. Oh my goodness. Anyway, we have with us Chrissy from Spain. How are you today?
Here in the beautiful little village of Alfaz del Pi. I love doing that, which, by the way, stands for pine tree, and it doesn't stand for what you think it meant. Anyway, it's been a bit windy here, but the temperature's about 22 degrees C, which is rather nice. Plenty of sun. It's coming in through my studio window as we speak, and all is good. Yes, I went to the dentist this morning, having a brand new set of implants put in finally next week, and they did the final tests today. Hey, they're good. Well, anyway, there you go.
Well, good for you. That's wonderful.
And that voice belongs to Chris Gray from California. How are you doing there, Chris?
San Francisco. Good morning, everybody. We're having what I believe to be a chilly day, but just my take. It's about 11.5 Celsius, 55 degrees, and windy. Of course, it's the wind that you know makes it the coldest. So, but we'll warm up a little bit later on today, and I'm sure it'll be a nice day.
Isn't that something?
I think it should be understood that poor Chris hasn't even had his breakfast yet.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You got to do something about that. You know, they say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Well, if I can
more
get
important
your
than
hands
a show
on the food in the chat room, Kelly.
Exactly. Kelly, leave it alone.
I'm still hungry.
Yeah, too bad. Get on with it.
Okay. Anyway, yes, if you would like to come in and chat with us, so there are a variety of ways to do so. We'd love to hear from you, certainly. You can contact us in our text-based public chat room every Tuesday at this time, 16 UTC. That's when the live broadcast is. Anyway, that is at theglobalvoice.info, and then you can click on the link that says Live Chat With Us. That's in the menu bar. Or the easiest way to get there is by going to theglobalvoice.info/chatroom, chatroom. Well, is one word. And you can also, if you go to theglobalvoice.info, go to TGV Shows, then to All Sorts, and there you will find our Zoom info. And you're more than welcome to come in and chat with us that way. And if you do want to play something for us, that is absolutely fine as well. Just as long as Original Sounds for Musicians is enabled, and you have to activate that in audio settings in Zoom. And then in the main window, you have to make sure that it is enabled. If it is not enabled, the music is going to sound very bad, believe me. And we will have no choice but to send you to the waiting room. And
we would really rather not do that,
but if we have to. That's seriously though, it does sound pretty terrible. I think, you know, sometime we should demonstrate that. We'll have to see about that.
We keep saying that and we never do it.
Well, you know,
Kelly,
what?
Give them a quick shot of the first track you're going to play and then start it from the beginning again, as it should be.
Yeah, that's a good idea. In fact, I'm going to turn off original sound for musicians. Let's see how this sounds.
Sound at all.
No sound at all, dear.
Let's see what happens with the vocal.
What happened to all of it? It's virtually just not there.
It didn't come in. Wow.
Well, it did. It sort of partly tried to come in. The Zoom was gating it. And I heard this bits of it tried to. That, my dear people, is why we don't. We encourage people, desperately encourage them to put original sounds on, otherwise that's what happens. Now can we hear it properly?
Yes. Now, for those of you who are listening to the archive, you probably won't notice really any difference, I must admit. I just realized that because it was played on my machine, and I'm doing the streaming here.
Of course,
so.
I should have done it, shouldn't I?
Well, that's okay. when it's your turn, if you want to do it, we can.
All right. Okay. Remind me.
Live and unpredictable internet radio there, folks. Anyway, let's carry on with our first selection then. And it is a very appropriate one. This is ABBA and I Have a Dream.
Thank you.
ABBA with I Have a Dream here on All Sorts.
They're going mad on ABBA at the moment on in the UK. What's it, the 50th anniversary, is it, or something?
I think so, yeah.
And, you know, it's been a great archive program about the history of their recording stuff. Excellent stuff it was.
Yeah,
I was
quite interested in that one, actually, because you also got to hear on their some versions of their songs in Swedish. I never heard them sing in Swedish before. I always thought that that's what they would do, just sing in English. So that shows you how wrong.
Because they're a Swedish group, you would think they'd sing in their native language first, surely.
Oh yeah.
More so, really, but they were hard to find. I happened to be lucky enough at that when ABBA was very popular to be in Sweden and grabbed a couple of their albums.
Mm.
But so is there a BBC podcast about this, Chrissy?
I think there is. Yes, if you've got BBC Sounds. What are we doing advertising? Why not? If you've got BBC Sounds, just put in the word ABBA, and there's a heap of programs, including, I think they called it an archive on 4, and it went into, and it spoke to them. And, you know, it was now a long program, so you'll enjoy it.
That'll encourage me to get BBC Sounds.
It's worth it, because you get all their podcasts and stuff, as well as the...
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. They do have some very good ones.
They do indeed, yeah. And the reason I played that one, I Have a Dream, is because that is one of the subjects that I'm sure we'll be talking about on this week's program. Of course, there's plenty of other things that we can discuss, or if you have a topic, you're, of course, welcome to come in and contribute. We'll give you the info a little bit later on. But anyway, the topic for that we'll start off with right now is, when you were young, what did you dream about as far as technology in the future? I think that's what we were going to discuss, something like that. Right, Chrissy?
I did make the mere suggestion. Mm-hmm. I always wanted a personal thing whereby I could literally just stand there, take off, and fly.
Mm-hmm.
No running to get up to speed and all that. You just, you know, this device, you just sort of stood there and said, right, I think I'll... So you'd walk out the door and straight up in the air. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will admit, when I was growing up, I, of course, was and still am interested in playing video games. And one thing that I always thought would be great is to have more realistic sounds. I mean, sure, the beeps and everything were fine, especially like with, well, on the old systems, when you could have what they call a polyphonic sound, in other words, more than one note playing. But there were also times, of course, where you would be stuck with, let's say, the traditional PC speaker, and it could only do one sound, I believe, on their monophonic. In other words, one note at a time. And I always thought, wouldn't that be neat if they could have something that would have more realistic sounds or something, at least a bit more clear. Well, one day we went by the computer store. I think we actually, we had to go there for some reason, but anyway, we got in there, and somebody was playing a game that used a device called a sound blaster.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm, and I was just blown away by the sound and everything. Of course, it was using the FM synth sounds back in the day, which a lot
of
people...
They were cool at that time.
Well, they were, yeah. But it also had sound effects and speech going on, and I was like, whoa, incredible, I want one of those now.
And how long was it after that you got one?
It was roughly, I think, a couple of years, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong about that. But
did you use PestaPower?
No, actually what happened was my brother had a computer, had his own computer. Actually, we shared the same PC, to be honest. But anyway, one day he went to, I don't know if it was that store, but maybe a different one. And he got a Sound Blaster compatible device. What would they call it? I don't know. The Audio Pro? There's a name for it, I'm sure.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But it worked okay, but this was a 286 computer that he was using it on, and it had problems as well. There were times where he would be playing a game or something, and then the whole system would lock up. For some reason, I guess it couldn't handle all the sounds and everything coming in or whatever. And there were other things that we tried to run, and it wouldn't work. But what really got me, and I found this out after we moved it into my computer at school, was that it couldn't handle anything above 8,000 hertz for audio. If you tried recording anything like that, you know, usually it would, you would get to, well, you'd get, of course, this kind of muffled sound, but it would also get to the stage where, I'm sitting about, you know, the right distance. I think even at this distance, it would be tons of clipping and I don't know what all. It was just horrible. It was like to the point you couldn't understand what was being said.
Such were the processes of the day, of course.
Yep. Right, that's right.
Mm-hmm. But then, went to a higher end, I suppose, card, or like an upgraded one, or whatever you want to call it, the higher sampling rates and all that, and then everything worked much better. So, my dream of being an audio guy, you know, for recording and stuff like that, was saved, or whatever you want to call it.
What about you, Chris?
Well, when I was very young, and I love your image, Chrissy, about flying. That's lovely. I didn't think much about technology, believe it or not, being as I have had my life consumed by technology throughout my career. But I really didn't. I mean, I thought about, I wish this could be done better, or that. It wasn't really until I was about 15 or 16 that I really began to think, what do I want to be different than we have now? And of course, by then we had the marvelous touch-tone phone that no one had thought about before, and things like that to kind of pave the way. But I think I wanted something that could help me write and do things in a way that was more fun. And back then, back in the day, you know, we used to have to braille something out on paper and then read the paper and write it down. And I thought, what a crazy bunch of nonsense this is.
Yeah.
And yet, I never even saw a paperless braille display, oh, gosh, until I was probably 21, 22 years old. And as soon as I did, I did what I could to buy myself a VersaBraille.
Ah, yes, the VersaBraille. I've never seen those.
For it that way.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What a mind-altering, you know, event-altering thing paperless Braille was.
There are stages like that in life, aren't there, Chris?
Oh, my gosh.
One thing that really stands out, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Well, in voice synthesizers, I will admit, also really fascinated me. Just, you know, the different sounds in our, like of the speech, because I grew up with an old Arctic synth. I don't even know if it was a Symphonix or what. It used the VEST system, Vision Enhanced Speech Translator driver. On this one, if that's any help to anybody. But, Arctic Vision and the voice.
Arctic Vision, my God.
Yeah, and the voice was this really monotonous sound.
Yeah.
That's you how it would sound.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, later on, I got an Accent PC synth, and I was quite impressed with that one. It had much greater inflection and everything, and then I started hearing about other synths, like the good old Dektok.
I had the original Vert, the full length board.
Mm-hmm.
Really,
and that was in its way, a precursor to the deck talk.
It was, yeah.
In the model that it used for speech.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that was the synth that Stephen Hawking used.
Yeah, it was. It was indeed. Well, I had, when I first got mine, it was, you know, the big long boards in machines in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Before they shortened them down, much smaller boards.
I think they said that, but before he passed away, they were able to get Stephen Hawking's voice onto a Raspberry Pi device.
Great.
I'll be darned.
Isn't it great?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somehow they were, yeah, I don't know how they did it, but they were able to get the code and everything in there, and yeah, it would be neat if they would.
Forget
it was comparatively simple code, though, wasn't it, I'd have thought?
I think it was.
Yeah.
The speech, for that speech.
A lot of machine language.
Yeah.
It was 8-bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
You know, deck talk was the gold standard for years and years and years.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it just
how long it lasted?
Yeah, I can still.
It's still going.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
even in the new BT Speak device from Blazy.
Yeah.
Is that using deck talk technology?
Yeah, you can have that or eSpeak. I prefer deck talk personally.
Oh, well,
us oldies would. By the way, you're listening to all sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Us burbling on here. Yeah. This is what the program's all about, though. If you want to come and join us, please feel free to do. Talk about old synths.
Yeah, absolutely.
And things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I always dreamed of one of the things I wanted to see when I was very young was something which I'm not sure I will see completely working in my lifetime, but possibly Kelly might. The ability to walk up to any computer and talk to it, and it will talk back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your voice print being your password.
Yeah, well,
anything. Now, if my attitude is, if sighted people can do that, why the beep can't we?
Yeah.
And it would be a way of evening the ground considerably. If everything these days that has a keyboard also had the ability to understand what was being said to it. And I can imagine with the way AI is going, that won't be far long.
No, I don't think so.
Right.
In fact,
of course, no touch screens? Oh, my goodness.
No, forget them.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
That would be,
I know people are going to say, oh, what about people with speech impediments? Well, they have the keyboard there as well. No problem.
Yeah.
Of course.
But anyway.
I actually was thinking of a couple of things related to that, both science fiction in a way. I remember watching the movie Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, and this was, of course, when the crew of the Enterprise, they had to travel back in time to find a pair of humpback whales that that had been extinct since probably the 21st century. So, and this was back in the 80s, so when this movie came out. So, but anyway, they were at a lab, I guess, and one of the guys was asking this professor if he could use a computer. So he goes up to it, computer? Oh, nothing's happening. Computer? He picks up a mouse and he's holding it up to his mouth. Hello, computer.
Oh, love it.
Yeah. And because they're so used to talking with their computers back in, you know, in their time period. And
as I say, you know, it's not far away from happening, is it, really, when you think about it? The voice we hear now coming out of computers is pretty damn good. Now, if they get the other end working, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going to say, we can, of course, talk about this after, but did you have something you'd like to play for us, Chrissy?
I do. And right. When I first heard this, or the title of it, I thought, oh, no, here we go. Hard rocking noise. Remember Pearl Jam?
Oh, yes.
Oh, absolutely.
They have a new single out. Now, what do you think it's going to sound like with a title like Wreckage? I'll tell you what it's going to sound like. Good old-fashioned two guitar, bass and drums and a bit added rock. Pearl Jam and Wreckage. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah, very nice.
It's a great song. They've kind of calmed down a little bit, too.
Haven't they just?
Actually,
that's my first thought was, oh, God, no, I suppose I better hear it. And then I thought, oh, this I rather like.
Exactly.
Actually, takes me back to playing in a rock band.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Actually, Chrissy, I was just wondering if you could try just playing a little bit of that again without original sounds.
Hold on a moment. Let me get into that window.
Let's see how that works.
Right. Original sounds is now on. Off, I mean, sorry.
Okay.
Let us play a bit of that piece again. Let me know when to stop.
It's barely audible.
And pretty pathetic.
I bring it up a little bit, does it? All right, enough.
Yeah, that little bit we heard there with the vocal, but yeah.
You know, it's amazing. It nearly cuts off all the music, and yet the vocal came through fairly well.
Yeah.
It's just awful, you know.
It's good because it works as part of the echo cancellation from the Zoom point of view. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But from that's why they have the original sounds feature, I guess.
I guess. But anyway...
Now we've demonstrated why they have it.
Yep, and that's why we insist that it be enabled.
Oh, please.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. I should say that it is right now 32 minutes past the hour. And if you would like to chat with us, there's still time to come in and do so. We're here every Tuesday at 16 UTC. You can join us in our text-based public chat room at theglobalvoice.info/chatroom, chatroom. Or if you go to theglobalvoice.info by itself, there is a link that says Live Chat With Us in the menu bar. That's another way to get there. You can also, from that page, go to TGV Shows and then to All Sorts, and there is our Zoom link. And again, if you would like to come in and chat with us, that's fine. But if you want to play any music, well, original sounds for musicians must be enabled. And you do that in Zoom's audio settings. That's how to activate it. And then you have to enable it in the main window before you play something. And I should also mention that you can send us an email as well. allsorts@theglobalvoice.info is the address. allsorts@theglobalvoice.info. And we're just talking about things that we were dreaming about growing up, I guess.
Kerry, I have a question for you.
Okay.
And Chris. Have you ever had your wildest dream come true?
That's a good question. I believe I did. And I say that because there were times where I would dream about performing at a big venue. And in 2014, it may even been a bit sooner than that, but I believe, 2014, I got an opportunity to do just that. It was here in Moose Jaw. We have a place here called the May Wilson Theater, which hosts various performances and concerts. And my friend Steve Palmer, along with myself and a couple of other musicians, were able to do just that. We got on stage, and it was a pre-release party for Steve's album that he was releasing at the time, and that I had helped out with on a couple of the tracks. And, so that was quite the thing. You got had the crowd there, and everybody was really getting into the music and everything. It was fantastic. In fact, I wish I had the moment where recorded where I was doing some wild piano playing, I guess, and the crowd was just going crazy. It got a big standing ovation, as it were, so that was quite a dream come true moment for me.
Chris?
Well, it may not be a huge thing, but I'm just thinking about I used to listen to a lot of older older music, older recordings of older jazz and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, at the moment I'm having a bit of a brain short. There is an opera singer who primarily recorded back in, like, 1910, 1920. And if I could think of his name, you'd know it in a heartbeat. But anyway, there was an album released of computer-processed redos. Not really redos, I shouldn't say redos. Computer-analyzed and reprocessed music he recorded. And it was amazing to me how it sounded. And I thought, you know, this is what I've always thought old recordings needed. And of course, they did need it. And today, when you buy an album from the 20s and 30s, a CD, it's nothing like the records I would buy when I was 16, 17 years old. The audio is good, the highs are there to a degree, but they're not gone like they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And things have really been cleaned up in terms of audio. And that to me was truly, truly exciting.
Yeah, it's amazing what they can do nowadays.
I'd sort of forgotten about that aspect. You're absolutely right, of course. Some of these old records now can be computer analyzed, even old cylinder recordings.
That's right.
It is going to be fascinating to hear some of the stuff that we associated with, you know what I mean, come at you in hi-fi stereo.
Absolutely.
With the solos as you know them, played just the way you like them. You know, just amazing.
Well, absolutely. Yeah,
the way that they didn't used to sound, sounding good.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Because I remember listening to old bluegrass records that were recorded onto a tape, you know, that we'd buy. And you could definitely tell that they were vintage, I guess. I mean, you could hear the record hiss and everything. This was back probably in the 80s. And, I can still remember that, getting these tapes.
Oh, listen to the youngster.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the records themselves were probably from, you know, the 50s or even earlier, suppose.
Yeah.
But just the fact, like, that, you know, that, you know, nowadays they'd have all that cleaned up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
When they cut out the hiss, they cut out all the highs, too.
Absolutely.
It sounded terrible.
Well, that was taking a sledgehammer to crack a nut, wasn't it? Now they can actually crack that nut nicely.
They can indeed, yeah.
Exactly.
I was going to say, Chris, do you have something you would like to play for us?
I do.
Well, I'll tell you what. How about we play a promo and an ID, and then I'll turn it back over to you.
Sounds good.
All right. So we'll do that right after this message.
To hear the very best New Age and meditation music, listen to Northern Lights with Kelly Sapergia. Fridays at midnight, Universal, or Thursday evening in the Americas on the Global Voice Internet Radio.
For more information, visit ksapergia.net/Northern Lights.
The best variety of music and information from around the world. This is the Global Voice, radio for all.
And you are listening to All Sorts here on the Global Voice. And, Chris, I'll turn it back over to you.
Alrighty, thank you. I've got a piece today from a great trumpet player, Cuban guy, and he now lives in the U.S. He and his wife defected. Dizzy Gillespie helped them defect, by the way, which is another different story for a different time. But anyway, great trumpet player. He's won over 10 Grammys. He's composed. He's written. He's actually written books about playing the trumpet. Arturo Sandoval. And I'm going to play for you today Royal Poinciana.
Okay.
Yeah, like it.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
That's good, yeah. And let's see, right now you are listening to All Sorts here on the Global Voice. It's currently 44 minutes past the hour. I love that Cuban beat there.
I know, me too.
Cha-cha-cha at the end. Good stuff.
More of that, Journey into Jazz is on tonight, 0 UTC.
Very good. Yeah.
Lots more of him, and also Tito Puente, who actually is from New York City, but he was brought up in Spanish Harlem, so you get the Spanish influence there.
Well, there you go, yeah. That sounds good, yeah. Journey into Jazz. And let's see, anyone wanted to bring up any topic?
I had a wildest dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
As many at the Institute for the Blind in New Zealand when I was aged between 6 and when I left there, 11, will tell you probably.
Mm-hmm.
I insisted that I would have a worldwide broadcasting radio station.
And lo and behold, we do.
And lo and behold, we are talking on that very station right now.
We are indeed, yeah.
Who'd have thought it? bringing us circular back to the technology. Who would have thought, when I was talking about this sort of stuff in, say, 1950, that what we have now is in, as near as damn it, hi-fi stereo, can be heard anywhere in the world, not just at the computer, but any time where you like these days, in a car or whatever. It's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. It certainly is.
Yes, it is, and not something that I would really have dreamed possible in my
life. No way.
I dreamed of being a broadcaster, but I didn't really think about doing like a worldwide thing, I must admit.
Sure.
But
well, I got it when I was that age. We got into shortwave radio listening. Mm-hmm. That's how that came about. Mm-hmm. So yes, I'll have a worldwide station. But yeah, right, sure.
I had a little microphone that it was set on just one FM frequency. Probably, I don't know, 98.9 or something here.
I remember them.
Yep, this little plastic thing. And that thing was neat. You know, it took one or two batteries. I forget now. Probably double A's. And yeah, I would go around, with this radio or something. You're listening to 500 CKLY or something. As I called it back in the day. Oh, my goodness. Actually, I did find out there is a station with those call letters not too long ago, and I'm thinking, hey, they took my idea! I mean, there's CK... There's,
one second, you're in trouble.
Yeah. There's,
did you make this mess?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God, who did that?
Ladies and gentlemen, you can hear that in a promo near you on this station.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Do you have... I was going to say, actually, speaking of CKLY, there was another call sign I was thinking of as well. There's CKJS, and I found out that that station's already been taken by an outfit in Manitoba. That was yours. Yeah. Neat idea, though, I must say. But, they're a multicultural outfit. So that was pretty neat, too. I must have hearing the programming in different languages as well. Did you have another song you'd like to play for us?
I have a nice little one for you. Okay. Chris, you'll like this one. Some Blake Aaron for you. You're the one for me.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Mm. Yeah. I find it hard to look right. I find it hard to sit tight. I find it hard to keep sight of my money on the table. I find a style astounding. My interest compounded, and I believe she just might make me fly if I am able. I find it hard to drink less. I find my mind will upset. I find it hard to confess that my body is unstable. The heat is all around me. My lack of wit dumbfounds me. But I believe I'll no less learn to fly if I am able. And every little part of me cries, you're the one for me. And every little thing I see says, you're the one for me. The game's above my pay rate. I got an inch but too late for the trophy in the parlor. She walks up right behind me. My eyes are fixed, I can't see. Another one to challenge me for the victor of her honor. Every little part of me cries, you're the one for me. Thing I see says you're the one for me. every little part of me cries, you're the one for me. And every little thing I see says, you're the one for me. Spend another day that walks an endless mile. Gonna pull my lucky ace, bluff my cards another day for the look upon her face. Just to hear her say, every little part of me cries, you're the one for me. And every little thing I see says, you're the one for me. Every little part of me cries, you're the one for me. And every little thing I see says, you're the one for me. Every little part of me cries, you're the one for me. And every little thing I see says, you're the one for me. Oh, la, 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 la.
Very nice. And let's see, I see that we're almost out of time here on All Sorts. Wow.
Never.
Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
It does, yes.
It does. And
I have time to share one little image for you all to think about.
Go on.
Okay.
When I started doing computer programming, I was about 17,
mm-hmm.
and we had to use those terrible old punch cards, and I would mount the card in a device that would poke little dots through the holes, the Hollow Earth code holes in the cards, and interpret the code to make sure that I hadn't made a typo in the punching with the key punch machine. Can you imagine working that way today with computers?
I remember it, Chris, I'm afraid. No, yeah. Good Lord.
Terrible.
Then you had to type them up and send them away for someone else to punch in.
Yep.
Was the next right. thing that happened. We could do a whole program on that.
We could, yeah.
And, no problem at all.
Yeah. And if you have any ideas for topics for us to discuss or song requests, feel free to contact us anytime at allsorts@theglobalvoice.info. We always look forward to hearing from you. allsorts@theglobalvoice.info. And by the look of it, we are coming to the end of the program. And as we usually do, we play a nice instrumental piece at the end, sometimes smooth jazz and sometimes a different one. But anyway, this time I've got here a bit of Canadian smooth jazz, you might say, for you. Now, this is from David Foster, and from his album Recordings, that's R-E-C-H-O-R-D-I-N-G-S in this case, this is Love, Look What You've Done to Me. Thank you. And that music tells us that it's time to get out of here, I guess, for another week. Oh my goodness. Like I say, time flies when you're having fun. But I want to thank Chrissy and Chris for all the excellent conversation and reminiscing and everything. And we'll be doing more of that, I'm sure, next week.
Oh, indeed we will. Yes, I believe I'll be in the hot seat. Unless you want to take the hot seat, Chris.
Well, I hesitate, but yeah, I'll do it. Why not?
Okay, work on that one meanwhile. Okay.
Yeah, and again, if you have any comments about anything you've heard, feel free to contact us at allsorts@theglobalvoice.info, ALLSORTS, at theglobalvoice.info. All Sorts is a TGV Productions production. I had to get that in there. And yep, we are out of here.
Out of here.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
See you next week.